Welcome to episode 22 of Noob Show. It's going to be a little bit different. I got my cousin Amanda on here, and we decided to talk about life. It's going to be less ha-ha funny. There's still some in there. But, you know, just for the time, I thought, you know, let's try something a little different. It's a new show. Well, yeah, I can switch it up. I don't care what you think. Fuck you. But in all seriousness, it's going to be a little bit different. There's going to be some background noise. I know me and her recorded outside. So there's going to be some rain, there's going to be some frogs, there's going to be a dog breathing at the beginning, he eventually goes away. You know, if you don't like this type of format, let us know and we'll change it up. And that's about it, but welcome to episode 22 of Noob Show.
I like that old style animation.
Yeah, was it Visby Pop is the one? Oh, yeah, she's the one that does Has Been Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that wasn't her that did Wolfwalkers, but no, I found her Visby Pop. It was you sent me that freaking
animatic.
Yeah, animatic with Steven Universe, that girl.
Jasper.
No, with Rose, and it's, This Is Gospel, but it was, like, a piano version, like, a really sadder, sweeter version, and the video is about, like, Rose and how she changes, and you wouldn't have showed it to me. Anyway, that turned into finding one for Hamilton, Satisfied, mm-hmm. And then that turned into some other song, and then there she was. And I think the very first thing I ever watched from her was that one with the wolf singing the Kesha song.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only way watch it? I mean, we would have found out about it eventually. She's all over the place.
I was just proud of myself. I found it before it became big, though. That doesn't happen to me often.
No.
And it does to you, because you go through the internet a lot more than I do.
That's bold of you to assume.
Huh?
That's bold of you to assume.
I know you do. You know a lot more than I do about such things. Have you still been listening to Duncan Trussell?
Mm-hmm. That's been fun. I'm not caught up, but I started listening to the most recent ones. And I like the ones he has with, was it Dr. Love, Chris? The We Made It Dawn, or Love at Dawn book. Where he talks about how people aren't supposed to be monogamous.
Oh, I know. I cannot seem to find people like that. And the people who are, it's more of a sexual thing versus, like, a connection thing.
They're all on the internet, Amanda.
I know, but I'd rather it be more organic.
I mean, I get it. They were talking about, like, there's a tribe in Africa and they're all supposed to fuck the same chick because they think enough cum builds a baby.
Oh my god.
But it makes sense, because then only the strong genes survive.
Yeah, the strongest one out of all of them.
Our genes are fucked up, Amanda.
Lord's sakes.
We're pugs. We can't breathe. We can't think.
I love him, but God.
He's old.
I know.
He's 7-year-old bull mastiff Rottweiler mix. Because my parents had a dog before that. That your mom got him.
Oh.
That wouldn't let him into the house.
What was that dog's name?
I don't know the name of it. But I know it wouldn't
it
let him...
It was something cool like Kaiser, but it was something else.
It was a Doberman Pinscher, I think, or something like that.
I don't remember.
It was
a big dog, though.
Yeah, like, they had to call the people to come get it because they wouldn't let it, like, them in the house. I was on a Bible trip camp at that time. Did you guys ever go on any mission trips in your all-Christian school?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes. Oh my god, the wilds in North Carolina.
Building houses for the homeless?
No, it was like a summer Bible camp or a summer camp, Christian camp, whatever. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, very spiritual.
I bet it's more fun for the girls than it is the boys.
And I never
Father McFlanagan.
I never witnessed such things. It happened. There was a teacher that had relations with a student since, like, ninth grade when she was babysitting his adopted child.
It's like those posts you see where it's like, oh my god, the baby or the family I babysit for just bought me a car. How long have you been sleeping with the dad?
Yeah, there were some times like that. Yes, it wasn't as obvious like that, but there were times like where he would bring her to school in the morning. They were riding in the same car because she had spent the night.
They didn't think this is a little bit obvious?
I don't know about the dad, but the mom, she's so sweet.
Bless her heart.
She was so sweet, and I don't know if she just didn't want to believe it, or she truly didn't see it, or I don't know, but... And then there were a lot of them at the school who knew, but nobody really wanted to say anything, because we weren't sure what to do about it.
Where are they now?
I think the teacher, something bad happened to him recently. I don't remember what. But, she was married and has a kid.
With the teacher?
No, somebody else. She seems to be doing better off than her older sister, but I don't really know. I don't keep up with such things.
Do you still keep up with Kat?
No.
Because y'all will get in trouble together.
Probably would. I mean, I don't know. It depends on where she's at in her life.
No, I'm saying y'all used to get in trouble together.
We did. Not trouble, not like bad trouble. It was just normal stuff.
Playing Pokemon in a Christian school, I know that much.
Reading Harry Potter. Love my Harry Potter.
Why is it with the Christians? Harry Potter's bad, but Lord of the Rings is cool.
I don't know.
I never understood that. Why? It's the same shit.
I don't know. Some kind of justification, I'm sure. I don't know. Those rules make no sense to me most of the time.
Is Mamel your first real death?
She's my most significant. She's the first death that I'll feel the hardest.
Because, like, your dad died, but, like, you weren't all the way there, you know what I mean?
I was 8, so my dad died loving me. It's not like he left.
Yeah, he died a hero, essentially.
Well,
not a hero, but you know what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, he died a good man that loved me, and I had so many, even though I can't remember most of them, it's there that I had, like, a really good bond with my father, and obviously the gypsy family that we are, all of us love to travel, all three of us. So, and then Mama busted her ass going to college, getting a degree, making sure that I did not feel his absence that much, especially, like, instability and financially. And she did a great job at it, so, and she never brought another man to the house, so my dad's death was like, that sucks, it's sad, but I wasn't really that sad because even back then when I was young, that's how I knew I was always going to be this way. When I look back at it, I've been this way for fucking ever. Even when I was young, I was happy and excited that my dad could finally eat ice cream. Because, like, I love sweets. And
wait, why wasn't he able to eat ice cream?
Because he was a diabetic.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, he was a diabetic. He had to eat sugar-free, all sorts of shit. And, like, there used to be a store in the mall, in Northwoods Mall, called Sweet Treats.
Is that where the Jawbreakers come from?
Oh, my God. It was like an old, well, sort of not completely old school, like glass jars. They did have glass jars and stuff, but it was a lot of those bins with the plastic lids and the plastic scoopers and the little things of bags.
Disgusting.
But they had, no, they had a Jelly Belly section. Oh my god, it was the best fucking shit. Butter popcorn. Yes.
The best
or like
flavor.
Chocolate covered cherry, or like there's peanut butter and jelly. There's all sorts of shit you could do.
They really do a fuck ton of flavors.
They do, but the thing was, is you could get a whole handful of your favorite ones. Like, mm-hmm. You could get like a big old ass scoop of banana, and that's what Mama and I would do. We'd make like a big fruit one: banana, pear, peaches, pineapple. We would put cherry and like whipped cream or something like that in there. Oh my god, it was so good. But anyway, Daddy always had to get the sugar-free shit, and it was horrible. And I used to feel so bad for him because I love sweets. And my dad really seemed to love sweets because we had to get a lot of sugar-free shit.
Our fucking family holds up. All of us does.
I know.
That's why my dad and our grandfather have fucking diabetes, and that's why I try to drink a lot of water.
Well, actually, research is starting to lean toward diabetes is caused by things by meat. And not so much as sugar. Oh, sugar, man, just makes it worse. I know.
Well, then
but
I'm fucked.
That's, so I always felt so bad for him. When he died, Mama told me, you know, your dad's in heaven. This means he can eat whatever he wants. Like, he can have all the ice cream he wants. I'm like, well, as a kid, like, fuck yeah. Why is everybody sad? Like, Daddy gets to eat sweets. Like, that's the best fucking thing ever. Like, Mama knew how to relate it to me to where I'm like, okay, well, sucks my dad's not here, but, you know, it made up in other ways, I guess. It wasn't that bad.
How's Cash taking it?
He's fine. He's fine. Cash really did not have that kind of relationship with Mama. You know, let him get away with, like, sneaking and getting snacks in the middle of the night when he was supposed to.
She was a basic grandmother him. Grandmother
she
to
was
him.
Definitely a great grandmother, because Meemaw...
Yeah, no, you're right. She was his great grandmother. I forget that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's because him and Bubby are so close in age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Bubby's grandmother. It's just a matter of whatever.
She has a grandchild 20 years apart
but
from the youngest.
But that's the thing, though. Cash really only relates to people who likes things that he likes. And Mamel never sat and watched TV with him. Mamel never sat and played a video game with him. He liked playing cards with her. Like, she was cool. Like, mm-hmm. He genuinely loved her. But he didn't have that kind of connection. And so, like... And I'm like, just leave him alone. Let him feel what he wants. Just leave him alone.
How's Valerie taking it?
I don't know, other than what you told me with your story.
So sad. I wasn't ready for that, man. I was, like, asleep, and I woke up, and she was there, and she said, I miss Mamaw. Like, she was crying. I was like, oh, no. Get up here and go to sleep. Me too.
I know. That's the only time I've heard her say something about it. Any other time she said something about Mamaw, it's usually really positive. Like, Mamaw likes watermelon or something like that. Like, it's usually something nice.
You think she'll remember?
No, probably not. She's only gonna, like, maybe remember her from seeing pictures.
I think Wanda Ray is a great name.
Wanda Ray.
That's an awesome name, right? She never had a middle name.
I know, that's so crazy. She never had a middle name.
That's what I mean. I guess Ray's now her middle name. Just get moved over one.
Yeah, Wanda Ray Gano.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good one.
I think Mama's talking about going to Carrie Ann Gano Little again like it used to be.
Nice.
I thought it would be cool.
He was definitely her favorite husband. By a long shot.
Yeah, well, Daddy was also like a daddy for her. I mean, not like that.
I know, it was like...
But, like, he was older. He was patient with her. She was only 17.
Yeah, she was 17, he was 40.
No, he was 49.
40, oh my lord, I thought it was only 40.
It's 32-year difference.
Oh, jeez. And she talked about having kids 20 years apart. Shut up, Carrie. I'll say your name. Fuck you. Aunt Carrie, if you're listening to this, fuck you.
I'm not with him, Mama.
But anyway, no. Like, yeah. And when he found out, he was fucking real upset.
Yeah, she said that's the first time she'd ever see him drunk because he wasn't a big drinker. He was older. He'd lived that kind of life. So, like, he wanted to settle down. He was, you know, happy with Mama. And even though Mama was young, she was, like, really old for her, like, more mature for her age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she took, you know, tried to take care of my dad and did really nice things for him. And, you know, he had nothing but boys. And then I was the only girl that came along.
Well,
Granny. Didn't think he could have kids.
Granny didn't like him until he bought her a new washer and dryer.
Yeah, Your dad thought I was going to be black because of the ultrasound, how, like, when you see the baby, it's black and gray. And because my dad was really, really dark, your dad was like, sis, is she going to be that black?
Well, because he was an Indian... Was he born in Jamaica?
I think so. I think he was born in Kingston. His dad had already came over from India. Now, his dad used to live in India, but his dad had came over from India to Jamaica. I don't remember why. And
he was a... Indian, born and raised in Jamaica for most of his life.
Yeah, well, till he's 18.
Well, I mean, childhood, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it matters the most, like, 18, honestly. 18,
yep. And, like, I don't remember him. I've seen him, apparently, when I was younger. My dad's dad. I barely remember his non-biological mother, Mrs. Little. I barely remember her. She was really old, and she still made chicken tikka and, like, naan, and I was young. I didn't appreciate, and I remember the rice, but she had plain white rice, which was really good. I remember that because my dad and I love just plain white rice with nothing but butter. And she...
I eat that all the time at work. We make a bunch of rice and just get a scoop of it with butter and salt and
pour it. Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And so I remember that barely. She was, I think they lived in, like, Miami or something. And, I don't know, I barely remember it. They had a dog, a Doberman Pinscher named Toby. And a rooster that they used to scare me because they told me that bit my dad's pinky toe off.
Was he missing his pinky toe?
I don't remember, honestly.
You asked your mom that.
I know, I should. I don't remember. Or if I fabricated in my head that he did, or I don't know.
Well, Mammal did that with her brother. Well, what she when she thought she had a brother. Remember that? Your mom talking about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thought she was in the care with her brother and rolled over and killed him.
Yeah.
And she lived with that memory until she was what, like...
Until she went to group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
She always talked about group therapy, how it just did so much for her. My mom was so open-minded that way. Like, even back then, she was so much more, like, open-minded and just more of a genuinely nice, you know, understanding, hey, I don't judge you, whatever. Mm-hmm. For the most part. I mean, even for her time. And, like, it's cool how a lot of that has trickled down to most of us. In one form or another. Like, I would say you and I would have a higher level of it. But, like, you know, Mom, everybody has it. Even Aunt Tammy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Even Danny and Madge. Just, like, it's just different levels.
Yeah. Aunt Tammy's definitely very empathic.
Yeah.
It really lets her, affects her, mostly in a bad way.
Well, yeah, because we are too. We're just better about it because with us being cancers.
Astrology shit.
Hey, there's something to it. I don't know what, but there's something to it.
The summer solstice is coming up. It's the only time we're going to be able to talk to Roku.
Roku?
Yeah, right, I'm sorry. We gotta talk to Roku on the summer solstice.
Oh, okay. Gotta find his temple.
You probably know more about Granny, though, because I never knew her. I know you probably vaguely, but, you know.
I don't really remember her so much as I remember her house. I don't really remember Granny. What memories are in my head or seem like they're based off of pictures. So I don't know if I remember an actual memory with her, but I remember a lot of stuff in her house. Like, she had this lamp that was, like, a whole bunch of hanging crystals. Like, a whole bunch of them just hanging. And the light would shine, so it made, like, you know, rainbow mm-hmm. stuff all over on the walls. And you could take them off, and I would, like, pretend that they were earrings or, you know, pretend they were, like, treasure. Because I had such an active imagination. God. That shit, like, that you see in the cartoons where kids make up, like, weird shit, I could do that. I love that shit. And I remember the panda bank, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her backyard had, like, a white picket fence. It was so freaking cute with, like, a little stone path into the middle and, like, really soft, nice green grass. Like, didn't feel like there were bugs in it. Didn't feel like... Yeah, I mean, at the time, at least. Like, I walked around out there barefoot catching fireflies because there were so many in the backyard.
Does she live around here?
No, she was in Tennessee.
Oh, she lived in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she remarry?
No, she died. Papal Roberts remarried to Julia.
Apparently, Granny was a floozy. Or so I'm told.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, it makes
honestly,
sense
Honestly, all
to
of
me.
Your family.
Honestly, it makes sense to me.
You,
it
your
would
mother?
Not surprise me.
Yeah, but Carrie's a floozy too. You're a floozy. Mammal was a floozy.
Not as much.
She was, though.
Yeah, a little bit. But not as much. Aunt Tammy definitely is.
My whole family. It even rubbed off on my mom.
Right.
Hunter, your brother?
No, he's not floozy. He's not. He's madly in love.
Oh, that's going to be a sad day.
I know. I think they'll make it for a minute.
I mean, we'll see. My one boss knew his wife since middle school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have classmates. It was ninth grade. They had known each other and started dating each other sophomore year, and they're married with, like, 3 kids. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
It probably works for them. Jason gonna propose to you or what?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me.
That doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't really seem to really matter to him either. Like, we're just not like that. It's not a bad thing. It's just not what we're like. I feel what we have is perfect for each other. I love it.
Honestly, I'm surprised Mama was the last one to stay alive.
That's
out of all of her
surprising.
Siblings.
Yeah,
Amanda, really? Congestive heart failure, all this other stuff?
Yeah, Mama was just so strong that way. All that positivity. They say only the good die young. Mama was an example of that not being true.
She wanted
Because the hateful ones died first.
No, she died young. She wanted to move. She wanted to be to 88.
Yeah, but she made it past Unc and Aunt Pat.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if she made it past Unc. He was the older brother.
Oh.
Because she was the youngest. She was baby.
She was.
She was allowed to go and get a new pair of shoes every year.
Mm-hmm. I remember that story. I vaguely remember the story about how she met Papel. Something to do about when she and her girlfriends, after leaving the factory, would go out sometimes. She didn't do it often. Somehow or another, I think they ended up at bowling, and she met him at bowling or something like that.
I have one of his bowling awards. Apparently he was good at it.
My mom was rather embarrassed one time when we were setting up some account. And one of the questions was, where did you and your significant other go on your first date? And Mama would always say, drive-in. And I'm like, well, and it got to be too confusing because she knows you spell drive-in with a dash.
Drive-in.
But that's not how you do it in a password. Like, passwords don't always accept mm-hmm. that special character. So I told her, and she's like, well, honestly, I'm kind of embarrassed about it, but our first date was at a bar. I was like, Mamo, it's okay. But I guess that was wrong or not very good or not. I don't know, but she apparently was embarrassed about it.
Yeah, I never thought to ask her that, how they met, because I didn't know. Your mom probably knows.
I don't know. When I was living with Memo, I would ask her stories like that, just trying to remember, trying to get her view on things.
I learned a lot when we went to went to Newport, Tennessee.
Yeah, when you went to go see Eddie.
Well, Eddie came, he met us halfway because he lived in Ohio. And then
no,
we went,
not Eddie, who, her no, brother.
It was yeah, Eddie.
Okay.
It was Eddie. Eddie was the younger brother, and he didn't like Granny too much. Apparently they had something going on.
Apparently, I don't think many of the kids did. Even Mama, like, it's not that she didn't like Granny, but she felt abandoned for years. She felt like her mother abandoned her mm-hmm. because she was the only one not there. And again, from my understanding, when she went to group therapy, that's when she realized that, you know, her mother actually did her good by letting her go and get to have a better life than Unc and Aunt Pat.
Yeah, because she went and lived with a guy named Mac. Who just came and picked her up off the floor after she was eating biscuits. And that's where she got the name Baby. I'm so glad we got the only picture of him.
Yeah, I know. That's
He has
awesome.
To go on the ofrenda.
He looks
He's not dead yet.
He looks so much like something out of, like,
imagine a prospector. That's
coal miner's daughter.
Mamel had bug-ass eyes.
Shit. Reminds me of, like the complete opposite of Bubby.
She kind of looks like Valerie.
A little bit. It's the lips. There's something about, and Bubby has it too. Mama has it. I do not. But something about the lips that are very similar with Mammals. I saw that house. I remember when I was young. It was so fucking small, Mikey. It was like maybe maybe a half, a porch and a half. It wasn't really big. And it really was over a creek.
I know when it was gone.
Yeah, no, I remember too when it was gone. But I did get to see it before that happened.
Yeah, because it was a house over a creek. And if you needed water, you lift the floorboard and scoop a bucket down.
And when I went up to Ohio, when Cash and I took that trip from... We went to from here to Kentucky.
She looks like Valerie, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is.
A little bit, yeah, she does.
They had the same nose for fucking damn sure.
Oh, yeah, Valerie has our nose. Me, Mama, Mammal, Valerie, we all have that same round nose.
So, we're going there in October to...
Yeah, hopefully.
I already said my boss, hey, I'm taking this time off. Because I'm going to go do that. Because me and your mom are going to go to the boys' where her... Because, yeah, no, she had younger brothers that died. Or she had brothers that did die when they were young.
Yeah, I remember one.
There's two of them. You know, back then, you just keep going and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was going through her paperwork, I saw a thing about a delayed birth certificate. Which means she probably didn't get one until much later. That's why it's a delayed birth certificate.
Yeah.
Which is cool as shit. Says Wanda Ray. Bro, they apparently have to go through a cow pasture. And, like, on the private property, you have to ask to be on to actually get to that graveyard site.
Damn.
I saw Sam Ray's gravestone, her real father. Or biological father, I would say.
Yeah.
She had a couple of fathers.
I think so. I think Granny had to do stuff to get stuff.
That's not what I meant, Amanda. I meant,
that's
Matt.
That's why she had so many... Oh, do what now?
I just meant she had a lot of father figures like Matt.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, Amanda. Sorry. Way to make it dark.
I thought you were talking about Granny. She had a lot of fathers. Like
no,
fathers.
It's not what I meant. I meant like father figures. Kind of like how I was raised by women. I was lucky. Between my mom, you, Aunt Carrie, Aunt Tammy, Mammal, Maria,
Shara,
like all of them. Those are the ones who I hung out with.
Oh, yeah.
And now look at me on top of my game.
You are doing well at your game.
I guess. Oh, I hate being sunburned.
Oh. The beach water is nice. I went to the beach on Thursday, meditated for a while, let my stones charge, found a small little whole sand dollar, and found this really cool, it looks like a fish scale or a mermaid scale even, but it's like opalescent, but it's multicolored,
oh, cool.
Like purple, green, blue, and it's like shiny when you do it back and forth in the sun, and it was just really cool, and like watching the kids play. Found some crabbits at the where the rocks are.
It's a crabbit.
A crab. That's what Valerie used to call it. It's a crabbit. It's one of those things that just stuck.
Do we have any more of those?
What?
Things that just stuck like that?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think. I know there's so freaking many.
Opius.
Opius. Mandela. Mama from...
Yeah, because I went to go pick up Cash one time and I asked for Mandela and like, who?
Yeah.
Sorry, oh, Cash.
Yeah, like Nelson Mandela. Cash Nelson, mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela. She'd always call him Mandela.
That was when we were all living in 1013.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which I didn't mean to live there.
It was fun. I liked you being there.
Yeah, so it just kind of happened.
Well, you were going to school. Mm-hmm. You were going to school downtown, so it just made more sense for you to be closer, because that was still a drive.
It was a 3-bedroom house, and it had me, you, Bubby, Cash,
it was a
Gary,
4-bedroom house.
Your mom. Is it 4 bedrooms?
My room, the room across
yeah,
from
it is
me,
4 bedrooms,
the room
I
across
guess.
From the bathroom, and then the den that was turned into a room that was your room.
No, I'm talking about like before that. I thought when we all lived there.
It was
Bubby
still
and Cash,
a room, because that was yeah. Mama and Gary's
just
room.
Saying, that was their room. Bubby and Cash shared a room. You had a room.
The other room was toys, I think. Like, all the boys' toys.
Yeah.
Like, it was just full of fucking toys and toy boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So much of that shit got fucking thrown away.
Well, got ruined in the flood. Yeah.
That's why when the fucking little mini flood happened, when the washing machine hose, the drain pipe popped off, like, I'm aggravated and I'm like, fuck, this is gonna ruin my floors. I'm gonna be in trouble. I'm gonna have to pay money. And, like, when I was done, though, like, Bubby helped a lot. Oh, my God, he helped so much. Well, Mama couldn't do anything because she's been cleaning like fucking crazy, and now she can't use her hands. Then that OCD and shit, but she couldn't help. Bubby helped me a lot, and I'm like, and people are like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I mean, I've been through one that literally took over half of the stuff in my house. And the wires were up to my knees, and so, you know, this in comparison. The washer,
it took important shit. Like, actually important shit. Like, a bunch of videos and shit I didn't even know y'all had.
Videos, cassettes, all sorts of fucking shit. All those fucking games. Those clothes. All the fucking furniture. Granny's furniture.
The nice furniture.
The piano.
Mm-hmm. My knife bag. You're in the middle of an Apple call, and you're like, sorry, ma'am, I have to go. My house is flooding.
I know, because I was at work in my room, and Bubby came in and goes, Sissy, there's water in the kitchen. And I was like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I got to go. My house is flooding. And I hung up, and I have videos of it where it first started going, oh, God, we're supposed to do. We tried going out the front door. You couldn't because it was higher outside than what it was in the house. When you open the door, all this water comes, like, flooding in.
Well,
like
that
a
happened
fucking
at work recently.
Waterfall.
Up to our ankles in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to wait for it to go down. Then we have to squeegee it all up. And then we have to clean the floors.
Yeah.
It happens a couple times a year.
I'm sure. I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, the water gets...
Well, when your dad was there, like, out in the road, it was to his chest. He had leeches on him. Because, like, there's that ditch in the back behind us. And, like, that guy had to come get us out of the fucking window in, what was your room? In a boat, yeah. We had to throw the fucking all three cats in a fucking suitcase. Oh, my God. You know Sansa's a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And Callie's scared to death. And poor Roy is just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm just here. Sansa's taking it out on her. And then poor old Penny and Mo. God, it was horrible.
It just kept fucking raining. It wasn't even like, you know, a hurricane. It just kept raining.
Yeah, man. You don't think about that kind of shit happening.
Oh, it happens. Flash floods are no fucking joke. It happens very fast.
Yeah. Clearly.
But you did the right thing and threw a lot of stuff on your bed.
I did when I realized I sure did. I did get to save some stuff.
Like your work computer.
Mm-hmm. My hard drive with all the old pictures on them. My external hard drive. My pictures. Like, they're the drawers sitting underneath my bed at home. That was underneath Mammal's bed. It has a whole bunch of old pictures. Her pictures. All those pictures I made for that Mother's Day video. I gotta get working on fucking getting pictures scanned in so I can make this video, Mammal.
There's a lot more pictures I never knew about.
Oh, yeah. Whole bunch.
We went through her stuff very quickly.
There's still more stuff to go through.
I know, but, like, it was the next morning. We were all just, all right.
Well, I think that was sort of kind of my fault. Because remember when I spent the night out here when Mama was still alive and I told you I wanted one more night here while it was still her house?
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy said it's not her house. I'm like, she's still alive. Everything's here. This is her house right now. It's never going to be the same again. And I wanted that. And I got it. And when I was there, I got the couple of things I wanted. I got the panda bank. Just things that were mine anyways. Not anything that anybody's going to fight over. Whatever's left over, you know, if I want it, sure. If not, whatever. But I took the things that were important to me. Knew nobody else would care, which nobody did. And Mama just wanted to go through it quickly because, like, ripping a Band-Aid and going fast. Mm-hmm. And your dad wanted to do the same thing, and poor Aunt Tammy's like, I'm not ready. She wants to wait first and then go through it later, but she sort of kind of got outvoted.
Yeah, it's kind of how that works with them.
Yeah. Which, you know, I think it's a good thing to just go through it and hurry up, and, you know, because, I mean, Matt does still live there, and I'm sure he wants to be able to, he's wanting to move into her room and rearrange it so it doesn't feel like her room anymore. So it doesn't hurt quite so bad, you know? even Aunt Tammy, she's like, I cannot wait till he moves in there and makes it not her room. So she doesn't have to, like, run through to use the bathroom or take a shower.
He really has one place to put his bed. That's over the gigantic bloodstain. You woke up and to see it, check around, it's just a pool of blood.
No. I told her, she seemed fine. And she, the other times I had stayed the night there, she'll call me. And I wake up and I was, like, more sensitive to it because I knew it was more important. It's not like before where, you know, it just didn't seem as bad. But it was bad this time. So, like, I was hyper-vigilant. And that night, she seemed fine. Her wound was actually looking better. She had stood up when I held her mm-hmm. on the Hoyer and pulled her with my hips and my arms. She was so excited, Mikey. She had this look of hope on her face. I mean, she was like, we can try it again. Come on, you know, and she was just, it was so fucking cool to see her happy like that for a fucking minute. And everything was fine. Told her, call me. I slept, you know, left the door open, slept on the chair. Sarah wakes me up, says, Mamel needs you. And I said, okay. Mamel's, her fever's up. She says she's hurting real bad. Fuck, Mamel, it's been like 5 hours. You're not supposed to sleep this long. So you're supposed to wake me up in 3 hours, 2 hours, so I can give you pain medicine. And I turn on the light, and I was like, oh, shit, Mama, I need you to get up. This is
a very important. I need an adult.
Yeah, seriously.
I need a medical professional, please.
I told Mama, too. I was like, I'm so sorry that when you get old and you need somebody like that, it's not going to be me. I'm sorry. Thankfully, she has Catherine. Catherine's really good at that kind of stuff, but it's not me. I can do the human factor. I can love her and make fluff and stuff, what Mama always said I did. Fluff Mammal was what she told me to do. And that meant rubbing Mammal's feet, putting my hands under her legs and lifting her legs up so we can get a break from just always sitting. Mm-hmm. I would even get, like, under her butt and stuff, like, in the sheet, and just, like, do, like, a cat and go up, down. And she would, like, just say, Amanda, that feels so good. I knew when she wanted a drink of water before she would even say anything. I'd make her the grilled cheese that she loved.
And you got yelled at for.
Well, whatever. I knew my grandmother was dying. Her last day should have had some fucking happiness in it. We all have our parts to play. Not all of us have to be mamas. But mamas are necessary.
She's just doing what she thinks is right.
No, I know. I know. Well, that was needed. Mammal needed that role. She had comfort that her daughter knew those things and would do what's best for her and do what's best in her interest, even if she didn't want it or even if she couldn't. She knew Mama did that. That was Mama's role. So it was very important. It just gets aggravating when Mama's frustrated with her role and doesn't like that I get to play mine. That's what gets frustrating about it, because she gets pissy with me. Like, told me how I was insensitive because I felt like I had a more realistic outlook on the situation. Mm-hmm. She's dying. So instead of, like, panicking and doing all this extra shit that hurts her, let the woman have a little bit of rest. She cried multiple times, Mikey, saying she was done. Man, I'm just tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, Mamel, I know. I'm so sorry. I wish I could make it better. I mean, 3 times. Just at me. Not including everybody else or anybody else. I know she did with Mama and Aunt Tammy.
She never
apparently
told
she did
me.
With your dad. Your dad said... he said, yes, ma'am. Just, Michael, I'm done. I'm done fighting. I'm tired. He's like, yes, ma'am. But again, Mama's role was still necessary. Mama needed that. She had comfort in it. I love that I got to be there when she passed. Because I
did... a whole concert with it.
What do you mean?
The whole church lady who came in and sang All of Amazing Grace for you.
Yeah, well, that was when everybody else was there. Oh, my God. 3 fucking verses. And then she left, and I was like, okay, and I played Conway Twitty. And, like, I just sat there and cried and cried and just getting it all out and just feel what I'm feeling. But when it was time, it was just so nice because, like, I did turn on the TV. I was like, all right, let's, you know, I was going to watch something, like, you know, try to find Price is Right or a game show or, you know, her CSI shit, whatever that they fucking watch or whatever. All the shit that her and Aunt Tammy watch so much of. And then after, like, 10 minutes, couldn't really find anything. He's like, you know what? No. I'm just going to be present. I wasn't on my phone. Actually, my phone wasn't even in the room with me. I was like, oh, because I could have been in trouble. But I needed it to charge, and I didn't have a cube. All I had was a cord. Someone had a cube up front, so I left it up front. And even when I did get my phone back, I wasn't on it unless somebody texted me. Otherwise, I just sat there with her and just, like, meditated and tried to give as much positive, calming, peaceful, safe energy. Let her know it's okay. Mama, I've got this. And I told her, I said, Mikey and I have got this. Our parents are doing a lot better than we thought. Toot's doing a lot better.
Ain't that for fucking sure. Jesus Christ.
It's not as bad as we thought. It's okay. And just sat there. And when I almost... I had been up for like 6 hours now. And Mama said you had to count her breath. And if it got to a below certain number, to call her. It never did. It never faltered. It was the same amount of breathing that was okay. So here it is, like, you know, like fucking... I don't even remember now, like 1 o'clock in the morning. And the nurse kept asking me, she's like, sweetie, you sure you don't want a blanket or a pillow? I was like, nah, I don't want to get too comfortable. I don't want to fall asleep. And she's like, you sure? Because, I mean, this could be an all-night thing. I said, that's fine. And, you know, if it doesn't happen at night and, you know, blah, blah, whatever, I'm fine. I just want to stay awake. Finally at 1 o'clock, I'm like, all right, I'll take that pillow. And I'm just sitting there trying to stay awake. And I barely doze off for like a second. And there was no sound. You, sorry. You freaking brat. Really? You really just tried to skip out just now and I was sleeping. But see, I did that. I knew that shit was coming. That's what Captain said, that's happened with so many people. They wait till like you're gone or you just go down the hall to get a drink and then they're gone. Like they want to go when you're not there. And so I guess I gave her that opportunity, but I didn't even cry when she passed because, like, it was so weird to see her dead body, though. That was weird to see her, like, cloudy eyes.
Like, were her eyes dead. Open?
Yeah.
Oh.
They opened after she passed. Oh. Yeah.
That's weird.
And, like, they were cloudy and, like, dead blue. Like, the blue looked gray, like a lighter bluish gray.
That's why you need to keep quarters in your pocket. It's like, there you go.
Yeah. And I called the woman and I said, I think she stopped breathing. And the woman came in and she was cold. But I was okay. It's like, well, this is just a body.
You know,
this isn't her. She's gone.
If I was there and I know that was going to happen, I would have packed googly eyes.
Oh my God, Michael.
She would have found it funny.
I'm sure. She's probably laughing as she's going, I'm that crazy ass Michael. That crazy ass Michael ain't got no sense. he got a lick of sense.
Well, they were talking on Midnight Gospel, the thing. It's like, you should be around those bodies when it happens.
I took that episode to heart. Holy. I had complete closure with our grandmother dying. Complete. I knew I dedicated everything I could to her in the last years. I knew I squeezed out every ounce of happiness and good times that I could. The 2 years I was here, I came out here almost every fucking weekend. And I got to sneak in and see her. I'm the last one who saw her before she got intubated. When she tried to talk to me and was just so happy when I put my hand on her face.
Yeah, because you sneaked into the hospital.
Yeah, you're fucking right, I did. I don't give a fuck, okay? I got to see my grandma before she was intubated. I gave her a smile on her face. She was so fucking happy. She just had that, like, kitty cat, like Ginger does it. Oh, Mom, I love you. And then the day before at the hospital when they made the decision, she cried when she saw me. She had two tears roll down her eyes when they took her. They bumped her pain med or the sedation.
Sedative.
Yeah, the sedative. They bumped it down so that she could be a little bit more coherent. And she couldn't. The nurse said she could squeeze her hands, but she never squeezed them when I asked her to. But when I asked her questions, she shook her head yes and no. Because she didn't. I asked her, I said, do you remember me coming in to see you? And she said yes. And I said, Uncle Mike came by. Do you remember seeing your kids here? And she said no. And I said at some point she cried, and then her heart rate was going up. She was starting to be in pain again, and they bumped it back up. But I got to have those moments with her.
Find any cool secrets out? Three yes or no questions?
Huh?
Find any cool secrets out? Three yes or no questions?
No, I wasn't going to bother her. I just wanted to be there with her.
You know where the gold is? Yes. You going to tell me? No.
The only problem I had was, like, I was so fucking angry that 3 weeks were gone. 3 weeks that we all could have been seeing there, being there, helping her, being around her, and we fucking couldn't because of COVID, and by the time we could come around... What was that?
I don't know.
By the time we could come around, she was intubated. Couldn't even fucking talk to her. But I got over that, too.
It's probably for the best, in all honesty.
I think it made the blow a little bit easier to take because we had already had to separate from her for so long.
Well, when the first time everything went south, like when they said she was incoherent, like they thought she had a stroke, I was eating dinner with some friends and essentially I said, okay, my grandmother is dead and I'm going to move, you know, if you're not there, you know, thankfully she was there all of her life, like, you know, memory problems at the end, but for the most part, she never had.
Yeah, even then.
No dementia signs, no Alzheimer's. I think she lied about it so she can be better at cards.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, that rotten thing. You guys never saw that. You guys never saw that memo. I saw the memo that worked. That worked at a gas station, standing on her feet.
I don't think I've ever known her to work.
Like, yeah, I know.
Because she got on disability real early. What was she on disability for?
I think because of that car accident with her back. And she already had back problems to begin with, I think.
See, I never knew she got in a car accident.
Yeah. And she had something happen where she, like, stepped in a pothole at the Bilo. Back when Bilo's parking lot was a lot worse. And she did something with her foot or whatever. So, like, she's been through it. Not to mention the freaking C-section. That's why her wound didn't do so well to begin with.
See,
first of all, that's a lot of fat.
Which kid was that?
Your dad.
Was it?
Think so.
Oh, okay. I saw.
And see, the way they do it now is they cut you under your belly, like right above your pelvic line or at your pelvic line, and they cut it horizontally, left to right. With mammal, it's like from her belly button to the pelvic line, vertically down or up to down, around down to up. And your stomach doesn't go that way. Your muscles don't go that way. It's a lot harder to heal. That's why her belly had, like, that line in the middle.
I never saw her stomach.
So, when they did the surgery, I guess they just couldn't heal.
Like, really? Of all this shit to take you out, this?
No, she was done. I don't blame her. I'm telling you, man, if this fucking teaches me anything, let me die. Just let me go somewhere. I mean, I'd rather be in, like... We could be in a hospital and nobody knows where I'm at. Just, like, give me pain medicine until I die. Or shit, let me go up to, like, fucking Canada or somewhere where I can have, like, the doctor...
I know how I want to do it. You know death cat mushrooms?
No.
Well, they're, like, the most deadly mushroom in the world. I'm actually about to get my mushroom foraging license, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that. But they're spreading because people are importing trees from, like, England and, like, you know, Europe. And they, you know, they live with the tree, so they came with the tree, and now we have death caps. And, you know, people pick mushrooms to eat them, and some people have eaten death caps. And the way it kills you is probably about 6 hours after you eat them. You know, you have cramps, you know, like you ate something bad or whatever. Like, you feel bad. And then those feelings start to go away. Well, this whole time it's killing your kidneys and liver.
Oh, wow.
It's shutting down your organs. But people who have eaten them, you know, salted them about it, they say they're, like, delicious. Isn't that fun to think about?
No.
They taste good, Amanda.
I have an oleander tree, apparently, outside of my
porch. Devil's trumpet.
And it's very poisonous. I knew that because there's a movie called White Oleander, and the woman in the movie uses the oleander leaves and petals to make a tea. Gives it to him to drink, he dies.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy at work is a big plant fanatic, and I told him about having the oleander tree, and he was telling me a story about where these Cub Scouts or whatever were out. They found leaves to make a fire to roast their hot dogs.
Oh.
And a lot of them had heart attacks. Some of them died just
smoke.
From the leaf, like the smoke coming from the leaf. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to do something with this tree. But I can't just get rid of it. Like, I don't want to put it somewhere else. Okay. Yeah, please, because I don't know what to do with it. Your animals won't eat it. My dumbass cat rubs on it all the time. It's dying, but I'm sure it will. You can't put it in direct sunlight. It needs to be in shade. Like,
apart
maybe
from,
under
like, on the corner of the porch.
Yeah, well, somewhere where it gets shade, because when it gets too much sun, like, you can see it where the leaves that are outside in the sunlight, they're dead. The ones that are under the porch are still green.
Well, that's why I like plants with a purpose. Like, aloe plants are cool as shit.
Yeah, they are.
You need to get yourself a bay leaf bush.
I had a bay leaf seed, and it tried to grow, and then it died.
Well, you can buy a whole bush on Amazon already grown.
Well, I know, but I got seeds. I like watching them grow. That's fun.
Okay, I was saying, if you can't get it to grow.
I just don't have the time. I can barely take care of the fucking plants I have. I'm a bad plant.
Yeah, it's a lot more work than you think it is.
It is. Oh, my God, it really is. Because they each have their own little fucking personalities. And they're only, this one has to have partial shade. This one has to have full shade. This one's been sun-scorched. This one's getting too much water. Blah, blah, blah. It's so much fucking shit. And I'm like, I can't with you guys.
I like having aloe plants to rub on stuff. Did you know, what ginseng is, right?
The tea?
Mm-hmm. You know where it grows, like, wildly in West Virginia?
No. I didn't know it grew in West Virginia.
You know, there's a season for it through September 1st through December 31st, like, when you're allowed to pick it.
Okay.
The plants, when you pick it, have to be at least 5 years old. And you can tell that, like, because it has, like, 5 leaves or something. And it's about $700 a pound.
Whoa. Damn.
I'm like, I want to stop and just go forage stuff for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
It sounds cool as shit to me. There was a a TikTok that I watched talking about pick something that you can do. Whatever it is, babysit, make something, cook something, whatever. Take something that you can do and charge $10 for it. Do it 10 times. Now you've got $100. Now do it 10 more times. Now you got $10,000. Do it 10 more times. You have $100,000. And like when you think about it, doing something simple, like you just gotta do it 10 times. Just something simple. Like, hey, will you do my laundry for me? Cool, 2 hours, $10. It just seems so impossible, but it's so simple.
It's a lot more, though, than you think about it.
Well, depending on what it is that you do. If you cut the grass 10 times, yeah, that's a lot of fucking work. For only $10.
I think it'd be cool, because I'll go up to see Brian. I'll go pick up mushrooms.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a really fun trip. I wish I could go. I would love to go foraging for mushrooms. That'd be fun as shit.
Well, it's not quite time yet. Like, I think we might go, but we're probably not going to see anything yet.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, I'm pretty sure he's missing a lot of stuff, because I was looking at videos. There's, like, puffballs, lion's mane, chanterelles, black trumpets, morels, also known as molly moochers, apparently.
I wish you knew about this shit back when we were on that fucking mountain and we all got lost. Cause there
you mean when I was 10 years old, Amanda?
I know. But there was every fucking color of the rainbow mushroom on that walk. There was purple, there was red, there was blue, there was green, there was yellow, there was orange.
There's something really cool you can do called a spore print. And what you do is you...
I've heard of this. You need to... Ooh, there's a TED Talk about a guy who's a big mycologist. Oh my god.
Mycology is cool, but like, I don't want to do all the biology stuff to get to mycology. You know, in college, how Bio 101 fucking sucks, and Bio 102 fucking sucks, and the labs for those classes fucking suck?
No. I'm going to send it to you. His name's Paul Stamets.
God damn it.
You need to listen to his TED Talk, or read about him, or whatever, because I'm telling you.
Well, there's
He talks about how the kingdom fungi is the most important of all of the kingdoms. He has so many fucking reasons why. So many things that bacteria, fungi, you know, the decomposers can do. And he's like, it's the most underestimated. Like, that's the one that they really should be teaching in school. Because they can just, the mushrooms can do so much. It can break down oil. It can break down plastic. It can, I mean, it can cure, like, there's a whole bunch of diseases it can cure. Like, there's just so, and then, of course, the whole thing with psilocybin being used to treat depression, PTSD, end-of-life cancer patients, like, all, an array of mental health problems it's helping.
Well, you know, there's a theory that's how evolution started for people. Like, the symbol apes and, you know, eating shit off of, they get, you know, magic mushrooms. Well,
they call it flesh of the gods because you could see what a god could see. And, no, I've heard that theory, too.
It's a cool one. That's a fun one.
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree wholeheartedly. I could see that as being a possibility.
Because
we're in such a fucking awakening right now. It's so fucking cool. So many people. So many fucking movie stars and shit, too. Like, they're in it. Like, you can just tell. They're on the same wavelength. Like, Will Smith, Donald Glover, Kevin Hart's turned into one. Jim Carrey's turned into one.
You know who's really turned into one? Fucking Joe Rogan. Have you seen him recently?
No.
No, but have you seen what he's doing recently? With no. He's really became a fucking, like, hippie.
He sort of kind of was already on that route. You need to watch Captain Fantastic on Netflix. He lives a Buddhist life, but he's, like, just so snobby about it. And that's how I feel with Joe Rogan. Duncan Trussell is just
not
so
Joe
much...
Rogan, Seth Rogan.
Oh, that's yeah, what I meant. Yeah,
fuck Seth. Joe Rogan. Seth Rogan, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
I like
no,
Joe Rogan.
Seth Rogan, definitely, for sure. He has, too. That's what I'm saying.
No,
there's
no, that's
so
what
many.
I meant. Have you... What?
Oh, I got a cramp in my leg.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's funny. No, fuck Joe Rogan. Seth Rogan is the one getting into all the, like... Like, he's becoming
Russell
a hippie girl.
Russell Brand. Get into the Greek. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was the voice of the bunny on Hop. He has, like, a meditation and, like, a podcast for meditation and, like, better, like, how to properly apologize to somebody and just really deep shit. Crystals are, like, making this huge fucking comeback. Like, everybody's into fucking crystals.
I'm not.
Everybody. It's happening. There's a lot of shit happening. It makes me feel better to know that this awakening's happening during all this fucking crazy shit that's going on with our government right now. This whole shit about getting money and so much fucking money has me nervous. I don't know where this money's coming from. We're apparently trillions of dollars in debt. Where is this money coming from? And what is being messed up because this money's being given to us? What's about to happen? I know it sounds like a conspiracy theorist thing, but I'm telling you... I just don't know, man.
I think he'll be fine.
And, like, a lot of the shit that I've been seeing online and, like, hearing in podcasts and stuff, aliens are becoming such a big fucking thing, and they're, like, I don't know, it all just seems like, ooh, look over here.
That's
while
fine.
While they do something else.
You know what, I will look over there. I'm cool with that. Whatever. I'm just here to enjoy it. I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords.
No, that's fine. I just worry about the fucking government.
I'm gonna keep vibing.
Or how people are going to respond to certain things. But thankfully, with this awakening happening, it won't be so bad.
I'm not too worried about people. If people do all their dumb shit, I feel pretty comfortable here. Of, hey, fuck off. Bang, bang.
Yeah, true.
Hey, go on now. Get. Bang.
Hey, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. I know it's a little bit different. Just try new things. And if you don't like it, you know, send me a comment. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out what you don't like. Maybe I can improve on it. Anyway, check us out, you know, on Noob Show. We try to release every Friday, unless I'm a dip and I forget to do that. What else? Watch us on homebrewdetritus at youtube.com. Also, donate us money at homebrewdetritus at patreon.com. We could really, you know... Use your money. Maybe we could get better studio equipment. Who knows? It's a little mystery. But anyway, thanks for listening. Goodbye.